My portion of this prophetic feast is captioned Unveiling the Covenant Highways of Life. That's the series I'll be taking in this global prophetic feast. Awesome God. You can't get on the highway and not know. There are byways, there are street corners. You can't get on the highway and not know. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 11 for our text. The running text for this event. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and broad, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. My ways are entrenched in my world. My ways are located in my world. God's highways are located in God's world. The Bible is the container of the highways of God. The highways of God are embedded in scriptures. So shall my word be. A revelation of the covenant is the highest form of revelation in the kingdom. This flying theology that you don't have to do anything just live anyhow, do anything, God just loves you, is fallacy. Any faith, like I said often, that seeks to make God absolutely responsible for the outcome of our life is an irresponsible faith. We serve a covenant-keeping God. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, which is the mate of Isaiah 55. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt with mock flattery? He will turn them to mockeries. But those who do know the covenant of their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. There is always what to do to get across to what he has provided. As free as salvation is, if you won't repent, you can't be saved. You can't be saved. The Bible is a book of covenants made up of the old and the new, and is qualified as everlasting covenant, is forever. Hebrews 13 and verse 20. The Old Testament means covenant. So when you take your Bible and say Old Testament is old covenant and new covenant, ratified into one in Christ. You think I've come to destroy the law and the prophets? No, I've come to fulfill them. You claim the promises of the Old Testament, but the instructions say no. Goodness and mercy, follow me. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. If I shepherd you, you won't lack. If you shepherd yourself, you will lack. You know, these things are there. Now listen, the Bible is a what to do book. What to do. It's not what to hear. It's not what to preach. What to do. Even we who preach, if we don't do it, it won't work. It's a what-to-do book. The Bible is a what-to-do book. It's not just a what-to-read. It's a what-to-do. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. And who is speaking? The Word. Whatever the world tells you to do, do it. It will terminate your shame and your reproach. The Bible is a what to do book. It's not a what to say, what to share. It's a what to do book. It answers only to doers. The blessings of the kingdom answers only to doers. Not preachers, sir. Not teachers. Not founders. It answers to doers. Doers. The manual that accompanies your equipment is not an advice. It's an instruction on how to make the most of your equipment. It's not a story. It's not about how the company was found. It's about what to do to make this equipment work. The Bible is God's manual ordained for our profitable living. It's a manual. It's not a storybook. It's not a history book. It's a manual. If we don't approach it like that, we'll be off completely. So what you are doing here is to believe God, to take delivery of the tables of the covenant that will make our adventure a press button adventure in the kingdom. There's an issue, and you know which buttons to press to deal with it. You see, this wave of gross spiritual responsibility is leading to a crash. God have mercy. Apostasy is coming in. You can't rewrite the Bible. All this version says, this version says, you didn't want to do what the Bible says. It is only to tell the Lord that we need to get here. What's the problem? Shall we continue in saying that grace may abide? But no! But they won't need it. God can't love you any less. It's a lie. He turned his back on the man called Solomon. Solomon was his lover. He turned his back on him. One saved is not always saved, my friend. Are there no members of the church who are now on the other side of Jordan? Maybe we are in the court. Let's wake up, sir.
Yes, yes.
Let's awake unto righteousness.
Yes.
This book we only deliver to doers.
Yes.
It has no respect for your intellectual capacity to communicate and May each one of us be successfully launched to the covenant highways of life at Shiloh 2022. Arrogance is posing to know what one does not know. Before your pastor mentions anything, I know that. Don't know that. Arrogance. All this is I've done from my youth, but where is the proof? Arrogance is posing to know what one does not know. And ignorance. It's just a sense of arrogance. Is thinking one knows what does not show. You shall know the truth and it will show. Praise God. Any truth that is yet to show, we are yet to know. Any truth that is yet to show, we are yet to know. Any truth that is yet to show, we are yet to know. Thinking that one knows what does not show is ignorance. I know that. I was preaching prosperity by what I heard, the great man of God, my mentor, Copeland preaching. But I have not discovered it. I knew in my knowing, I have not found it. So I went out in search of it. People have just we shall all answer for ourselves in the last day. What we don't know, we don't know. What we won't learn, we can't know. And what we don't know, we suffer for it. For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I ask the Lord to make this meeting a solemn assembly. Where truth shall be inoculated. People shall be inoculated with the truth and go forth to keep triumphing in life. The content of that book has no respect for anybody's opinion. Has no respect for anyone's opinion. It's a popular opinion. It doesn't change it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It's settled in heaven forever. Nobody can unsettle it. Again, my prayer is that God will show us what we don't know. You see, we keep celebrating what we know. That's what determines where we are. To move further, we must know further. We must find out more about it. Any stage of this meeting, I'm sure, is fit for a close. Revelation, because tonight I'm speaking on the revelation covenant. What it takes to assess revelation and manifest its proofs. Every true revelation of the truth is a spiritual breeding ground for a revolution. Every genuine revelation of the truth is a spiritual breeding ground for a revolution, a dramatic change of story. I call it a breeding ground because it doesn't happen one day. It doesn't happen in a day. It's a breeding ground. Breeding ground. Breeding ground. For a revolution. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon thee. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and their kings to the vengeance of your vice. It shall be said of you, by that same light, who are these that fly as a cloud? A plane does not just take a boom. My God. It first taxis. And then get to a particular temperature, hit the highway or the runway, and then up in the air. You see it on the ground, but the flying capacity is in it.
Yes.
It's a breeding ground for a revolution. One of my sons here was telling me in Kaduna in those days, I said, stop giving, you'll be surprised that nothing stops. And the family met him and said, we actually stopped. We stopped giving. And things started going down for us, but everything was still going on for the church. Every revelation is a spiritual breeding ground for a revolution. For a revolution. I saw that God has a running budget for all his projects on the earth. He wouldn't entrust to a man in case the man runs away. My God. Then. Every revelation is a spiritual breeding ground for a revolution. Then. The That you don't see it now does not mean it's not there. If you truly encounter it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every truth encountered today will show tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it will keep showing in degrees. Shining brighter and brighter and brighter to the perfect day. It kept showing in faces. In faces. My God, in faces. In faces. In faces. I told our friends, our fellow brethren in the powerhouse, that all that we are till you die cannot run this ministry. So you are not here in this powerhouse so that you can give offering. Some, I believe, got angry. But that's not, I mean, I caught a light. Then I said to everybody to know, now listen, my friend, God is not depending on you. Brother, you are depending on God. See where such revelation has brought us to now. 40 years ago, that light broke out. 40 years after, it's showing in degrees, face by face by face. I've never needed to be encouraged to walk the covenant practice. Never. It's me told. I had it. We have never attempted to borrow. Encounter.
Yes.
41 years ago. Encounter. Encounter. May this be a mountain of true encounters with God through His word for every one of us. No apostolic prayer can be a sort of an encounter. I can't pray for you to prosper. You know, when people start praying, prosperity, I'm bothered. You know, in second moment, there's a man takes a seat and sows and should go and sleep.
Yes, yes.
And wake. The seed will grow. Well, you don't sow, you are praying. What is the prayer for? Will that prayer cultivate it for you?
No.
Will you sow the seed?
No.
Say, Father, all of the people that are giving. Lift up your seed. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be blessed. Amen. Sit down. But to now preach one bucket full of preaching because it's not necessary. Have I ever prayed, God, bless me? Ask Him. Finances?
No.
The covenant works on its own. You may have to pray and fast to see it. But when you see that you keep working in it, it keeps working on its own. He keeps walking. You should sleep and wake, and the seed should grow. You know not how. It will grow in faces. Don't let them mock you. Just keep going. 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 May this inoculation lead to everyone's transformation.
Amen.
The world is in a hurry. But the truth will take its turn.
Yes.
You sow your seed today. You don't go to the market tomorrow or to the farm tomorrow and go and harvest. And they have different gestation periods. Cocoa will not produce fruit for you until 5 years. When it starts producing, it's for 50 years coming. Tomato will grow next month. You eat it and that's the end of it. It's all about life. You know, the end time church will be riding majestically on the truth. He said, ride on prosperously and in majesty because of truth and righteousness and meekness. And the Lord will teach you terrible things. It is insight. The end time church will be reigning by insight, not by struggle. Not by struggles. Wisdom is better than strength. We serve a covenant keeping God. Every re- revelation of the truth is God simply saying, I've made these provisions for you, and these are the things to do to take delivery. For every provision of the kingdom, there are conditions for delivery. We are so interested in the provisions, but we are not committed to the conditions. And all we are doing is begging God to do what is what we not permit Him to do. But from henceforth, no one shall remain a crying baby. No one shall remain a crying baby. The Lord said to me years ago, because He gave me some access by grace to the place of covenant knowledge very early. Very early. There's a place for you on top if you're interested. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If you will diligently hearken the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all the His commands I command you today, the Lord will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Then came Rema from it. Son, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. I said, I'm interested. He said, whatever it tells you to do, do it. It's not just being interested. The only way to get there is doing whatever it tells you to do. Do whatever it tells you to do. Do whatever the word says to do. You won't do it, you won't get there. 1984, some 38 years ago. My son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? Psalm 34, verse 5. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you will never be ashamed. Covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. Yes. My son, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It doesn't answer to prayers. It's not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. Emilio Basso told me myself. I've come across many fine prosperity teachers who are wallowing in poverty.
Yes.
They have taught many people into their high places, but there's no change in their story. Are there not towers at the airport that get people on board who have never seen the inside of a plane?
Never.
It's not a promise. You can't preach your way into it. You practice your way into it. You can't use connection into it. Practice your way into it. You can't use receiving into it. You use giving to assess and flow in it. If you eat your fruit with the seed, that's all. It won't show tomorrow. So those who only receive, they don't experience true prosperity. They're always waiting to receive. Always waiting to receive. Somebody asked me, what do you do between the time you give and when you receive? I said, I've never thought about it. You are the only one telling me now. And she will sleep and wake, and the seed should grow. He knows not how. Does the farmer go to the plane in the night to find out whether the seed is growing? No, he's asleep. These things are real. They are so real. They are so tangible. And they are open and available to anybody. It's like I lay before you life and death. Anytime you don't choose the truth, you have chosen trial. You have chosen defeat. You will never choose trial or defeat again in your life. Yeah. Because everything we're doing here is all about the world, the tables of the covenant. What is God saying to do to get at what he has promised? What is God saying to do to get us across to what he has promised? Many know the promises but are not interested in the conditions. And so they keep begging God to do what his word will not allow him to do. God is ruled by his word. He does not only rule the world by the word, the world rules him. He's a covenant keeping God. There are things he will never do, no matter who is begging him, until you do what he has asked you to do. I've been young, David said, and I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken of his children begging bread. Most prayers are beggarly prayers. But that's no more you. It's time to press for the world. It's time to press for the world. It's time to press for the world. And we shall get there. We saw how access to divine secrets enthroned many in the Old Testament. What we call divine secrets in the Old Testament is what we call revelation today in the New Testament. It is access to divine secrets that makes stars in the kingdom. Access to divine secrets. In as much as God has shown you these things, no one is as wise and secret as you are. Genesis 41 and verse 38. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. He dominated his place of captivity. The king bowed down and worshipped him. Behind the making of stars in the kingdom is access to divine secrets. Access to divine secrets. Access to divine secrets. You can't engage with divine secrets without your star imaging. You can't. And remember, Jesus Christ is called the bright and the morning star. And as the Father has sent him, so has he sent us. So we are redeemed to be stars in the world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation 22 verse 16. John 17, 18. But for our star to rise, it takes access to divine secrets. It takes access. Arise. Shine. For your light. Is coming. Arise, shine, for your light is coming. A very loving person asked me many years ago in America, he said, "Oh my, we just blessed and refreshed. What needs have you in your ministry?" I said, "Our ministry has no needs. Our ministry has no needs, we only meet needs." 1987 in America, do we not have needs? Access to divine secret makes stars. Makes stars. All the jamboree people are doing around is not the way. Engaging with divine secrets will cause the star in you to rise. With opposition, discrimination, attack, it doesn't change. It doesn't. What happened? In Romans 10:12, the Bible says, God is no what? Respecter. Nations. I'm talking about Romans 10, please, and verse 12. Now, I know. I mean, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the white and the black, the yellow, and the in between. The same Lord over all is rich unto all. We don't have a racial savior.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We are not worshiping a racial God or a regional God. Black is not synonymous with lack.
At all.
Neither is white synonymous with wealth. There are many poor whites and many poor blacks. It's the same ratio. No, I can tell you that. There is no discrimination in Revelation. Nobody needs to import it before another one has it. We learn from people and a lot. I mean, they teach us a lot and thank God for that. Through their light, we see light. And then we're able to engage with it. As we look through what they see from the world, and it becomes personal revelation to us. Open down my eyes, Jesus, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. All of the troubles around us will be deflated by light. Because they are all works of darkness. And when light steps in, darkness will step out. After this convention, no air of darkness shall be found around your life. Now, as we conclude, what does it take to assess revelation? You can't have an encounter with light and not know. Many mistake information for revelation. Information goes to your information bank, but revelation transforms your life. Colossians 2:8-10. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of human knowledge, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Let no man spoil you. There is nothing anywhere else in the world that will beat what is in this book. It's nothing there. Nothing there. First Corinthians 2:4-5. Just trying to differentiate between what we call revelation and information. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, with applause everywhere, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God's word is the hiding place of his power. Whatever he says and you receive and believe empowers you to be what you receive. The word came, and as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. That's the transforming power of the word. It's hidden in God's power that transforms life is hidden in his word. Any truth you receive and believe, you are empowered to manifest. Any truth. That's the difference between intellectual knowledge and spiritual revelation. That one doesn't empower, it leaves you to go and try. All things being equal. If it doesn't, and they are never equal. So if it doesn't work, it's not our fault. We have to, all things being equal. That's under the condition on which it works. This one works under all conditions, equal or unequal.
Hallelujah.
Any truth you receive and believe works under all conditions, equal or unequal. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. To deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. If all things can remain unequal for life, this world works. It works. Psalm 37, verse 18 and 19. The word says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. He said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, because the word is still working. Eh? And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Not they shall be managing, they shall be satisfied. That is the superiority of revelation to information. My God. It works under all circumstances. See what God is doing in this part of the world today. Big, big ministries. In a depressed and battered economy. My God. Most of these men were on course with God. Genuinely on course with God. Doing the will of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And God confirming the word in their lives. Sit up. There's a world of difference between information and revelation. People are now quoting unbelievers on the pulpit. For what? What is the problem? What's the problem? I don't know one word of Greek, and I'm not planning to learn it. I don't know one word of Hebrew, I'm not planning to learn it. But this does say the Lord that I know is working. I'm 53 years young in the faith. It's working. Amen.
Amen.
Before unbelievers will start translating the Bible, unbelievers will start translating the Bible and you'll be reading and quoting it. Who wants to blind your eyes? You'll be reading and quoting it. You say it's modern English. So the one that got you saved, is it modern English? No. Just relax. The word is being infiltrated, sir. Through all satanic machinations. It's time to be awake. It's your turn. It's your turn. By the light of his word on this mountain, your story will never be the same again. Now, what is my covenant responsibility for access to revelation? Number one, God's secret is only accessible to those that fear him. The secret of the Lord is to them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You can't access God's covenant without the fear of God as a lifestyle. The fear of God as a lifestyle. Sanctification does not connote perfection, but a desperation to live a life that pleases God. A thirst and a hunger for righteousness. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Paul, a man of unusual access to the mystery of the kingdom, say, you are witnesses and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves. Our behavior counts.
That's right.
God. That's why people are shut out from the secret. They are just telling the stories. There is no access to this. They are just telling the stories. It is only limited to those that fear God. Daniel purpose in his heart not to defy himself. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Joseph fled from the trap of Potiphar's wife. And then, in as much as God has shown you all this, God only shows those that fear him his secrets. That's where to begin from. That's where to begin from.
Yes.
I wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost when I heard it's good for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth. 1970. I was 16 years old. I was not baptized in the Holy Ghost when I heard Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The fear of God is the capital asset. The secrets of God. The fear of God is the capital asset. I was not filled the Holy Ghost when I heard in 1974, I was 20 years old, Jeremiah 17 verse 11, as the ostrich lays eggs and hatches them not. So it's a man that gives each other, you know, and not by right. He shall live it in the midst of his days, at the end he shall be a fool. You know why there's so much early death? So much financial games. So much financial games today on earth. So much financial. Man, prophets are prophesying to get money. Genuine prophets before. Politicians give them money, don't prophesy over them. Too much financial games in business. People are playing themselves out. So a friend of mine visited me that day, and I said, hey, David, see what God told me. As the ostrich lays egg, he said, brother David, you have come again. What is ostrich? It's a bird. If it's laying egg, it's going to be a bird. And that is them now. So it's a matter of guess riches are not by right. He shall leave it in the midst of his days. At the end, he shall be a fool. I wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost. I got baptized in 1975. The secret of God is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Anyhow, lifestyle is a disqualifier. Anyhow, lifestyle is a disqualifier. You can be telling a story with passion and they will think it's revelation. A story. So when you hear me say, whatever God cannot do, let it remain undone. I won't go anywhere to look for it. What you can't give me, I never have it. But as for your thing, you keep with me, you'll find it. Somebody's story is changing. Now we now have a plus. The Holy Ghost. Who is our ordained access to the secret, the deep secret of God. When it's come, it will teach you all things. You can have access to some things, but you can't gain access to all things without the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep, deep things. No matter what we know without him, it gets us deeper when he comes on the stage. It gets us deeper when he comes on the stage. 1 Corinthians 2:10, he searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I have many things to say to you, you can't handle them now. So there are many things we'll never be able to see until the Holy Ghost comes. But when the Spirit of truth is come, you get into all truth. So it's our asset to the deep things of God. The fear of God is required to keep the Holy Ghost at work. Because you can quench him and you can grieve him. You can grieve him. You don't stop grieving him, you quench him.
Yes.
So without the fear of God, the Holy Ghost is also limited. He's limited in his work. You can't have access to fresh oil with an old lifestyle. You don't put new wine in an old wine skin. So at the root of access to divine secret is the fear of God. That's a lifestyle. The Holy Ghost comes to write on it. Responsibility number three, be committed to the study of the word as a lifestyle. Thy words were found. Why? I was searching for it. And I ate them. And they became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. So there must be a searching before you can have a finding. Study. If you want to be free from shame, study your way out of shame. Study your way out of shame. Study to encounter your desired light in any area of interest or concern. Study. Paul said, bring me my books and my notes. To keep shining, we must keep fueling that revelation of life in us. And where no wood is, there the fire goes out. Number four, be engage the prayer altar for access to light. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So we can pray our way to access. We pray our way to accessing revelation. I said, God, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. And I went on a 3-day prayer and fasting until he showed me. And when he showed me, I knew. Why is this church not growing? 3 days of prayer and fasting, then he showed up. Then he showed up. So things are not working. Don't keep sleeping with it. Don't keep sleeping with it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go for the required light. And don't claim you have found it until you found it. For when you have found it, then there shall be a reward. And the expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24, verse 13 and 14. When I was called to ministry and going to full-time ministry, I asked a question: who pays me? Is that not the right question? Because the pastors I saw at that time, they go from place to place. Since they may not know who pays them. If you are working with Nestle, you don't go to Cadbury to go and look for pay. Who pays me? Then light broke out. They broke out things so you would think it's arrogance. When light breaks out, it's intoxicating. Very intoxicating, sir. Very intoxicating. He appointed 70 other also. So I'm on this appointment. I have a spiritual appointment letter. Don't go anywhere where I'm responsible. Go not from house to house. And greet no man on the way. Lobby around no man's resources. He told me. I heard the word from his mouth. Not that I read it. And lobby around no man's resources. Steal your job. For the laborer, not the overseer, is worthy of his hire. The laborer, not the leader. The laborer. He had to pay me once. I've never looked for a pay one day that God reminded me he would pay me. I've never reminded him. It's a covenant. Steal your job. He that seeketh only will find. Or to him that knocketh only will the door be opened. Study your way out of shame.
Yes, yes, yes.
Study your way out of concerns. Study your way out of depression. It's all for free. Number four, to keep the flow. Stay joyful. Number five. Let joy and rejoicing become your spiritual habit. You can't access the path of life without joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence, where you show it, there must be Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. And pleasure, not pressure, delight. Delight. With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. So joy is what enables our continuous access. Continuous access. Continuous access. You are here at Shiloh. Don't let your issues disconnect you from access. You are not defeated. You are only challenged. And all champions are made of challenges. You are going to emerge a champion. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Paul said, rejoice evermore. You can't assess revelation and maintain the flow without joy. Now, finally, growing in revelation demands putting to work what is already revealed. If you call somebody for counsel that for his good may be able to keep their healthy family life, and he turned his back, the drive to call him again is not there. What you told him from the Lord, he didn't receive it. So why call him again? That's how God operates. If you don't do what he has commanded now, you are not entitled to the next. You are not entitled to the next. You are not entitled to the next. Say, take it from him and give it to the one that has 10. Put it to work, or he takes it from you. Put his word to work, or he takes it from you. Put it to work, or you lose it. Put it to work, or you lose it. That's why many people have run revelation dry. The one they had yesterday, not put to work. The one 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Say, I don't have to waste my time. God hates waste. God hates waste. Gather whatever remains that nothing be lost. God hates waste. In Revelation, you won't use, he takes it from you. And don't ask him for the next. As I've cried and you will not hearken, so you will cry and I will not listen. So let's wake up and start putting the word to work as a lifestyle so we can keep experiencing growth in Revelation. Well, I see revolutionary is here.
Amen. Amen.
I see major, global, rated revolutionaries here.
Amen.
People that will change the course of life through the light of God at work in them.
Amen.
If you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise as we close tonight. Amen. Lift up your right hand and give him thanks. If anything came across to you tonight, give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Give him thanks and give him glory. There is no one like our God. He reigns forever and ever. Jesus, precious name we are praying.
Amen.
Summary. Revelation is gateway to the highways of life. Who are these that fly as a cloud? They are those that are walking by the light of God's word. Although you are forsaken and no one passed through you, but I shall turn you to an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Anyone shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. So men like nations will rise in the body of Christ. I mean men and women. I mean boys and girls. We begin to rise in this end time. For the word said, and Savior shall rise up of Mount Zion and shall judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Obadiah 21. God will be raising saviors. I mean, global giants from his church this end time. And I want the devil to get mad. That will be from every nation of the earth. The sons of God and the daughters of Zion will take the stage in this end time. It doesn't require a political arrangement. Zero. Those are inferior realms. It doesn't require that. Amen. Government have come and gone. Has he affected us here? The rise of the giants coming supernaturally as life begins to break forth. Amen. That's it. Men that nations we sought for. Amen. We will torment the devil.
Amen.
You get into a nation and the atmosphere will change. Amen. You are not a preacher, perhaps. You just get into a place and everybody wanted you. Amen. That's coming on the way.
Amen.
Whether I was called to ministry or not, I knew I can never be poor. You heard me when I said it. It's not that I was called to ministry. It's not ministry. It has nothing to do with ministry.
Mm.
If I'm selling pure water, I'll be super prosperous.
Yes.
I'll be creating water. Amen. No, it's not about somebody's called to ministry and there are people not in ministry who are very poor. Are there people in industry who are very poor? Are there not people in the banking sector who are very poor? Some are in the oil, something, they are so poor as if they are fetching water. No. It's about God blessing you. You are going to run into some strange dimension of blessing.
Yeah.
That we talk many here to the talk of the day across nations.
Yeah.
Very quickly tonight, wherever you may be, the grand access to this highway is salvation. It's the way of holiness. Jesus has to come in before you can be allowed access. You are here tonight. You want me to pray with you to be born again, become a child of God, and become a candidate for the highways of life. Until a man is born again, he cannot see. Whether highway or corner way or side way, he cannot see. He can't see. Amen. The highway, the byway, the street corner, he can't see anything. Until a man is born again, he cannot see what the kingdom of God offers. He cannot see. So he cannot get it. Wherever you are tonight, you want me to pray with you across the nations of the world. Please stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul, stand to your feet. I want to become a member of your family, Jesus. Forgive me my sins tonight. Make me a child of God tonight. Please stand to your feet. Church, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Many more are standing on wherever you are. Please stand to your feet. It's never late to be right. What a joy to make tonight your day of encounter with Jesus and stop playing religion. Please stand. Stand wherever you are. You have not experienced a new nature. If anyone be in Christ, a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Please stand to your feet. Somebody testified in this church. It was in church since 2005. He got saved in 2011. 2011. He's been coming. He liked it. He meets people here. He enjoys himself. One day he told himself, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. This thing I'm doing is not salvation. Everybody standing wherever you are, with your heart open to heaven, call on him. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Forgive me my sins. I repent of them tonight. And I trust for my salvation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. All of us across the various centers, please flow to the altar area. And those outside here in the tabernacle, please come in. Come in quickly. Come in quickly. Come in quickly. Take your bag and your Bible in case you just came in. Take your bag along in case you don't know where you are, so you can have your direction after this service. Please come. Come quickly. I found a new way of living. Come on now. Jesus, save my soul tonight. Come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. I found a new way of living, please. The world at this time, every precious soul gathering around the altar of the Lord, lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer after me from the depth of your inside. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul, forgive me my sins, wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again to set me free from the power of sin and Satan. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I'm now born again. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. By your grace, I shall live the overcomer's life. By your grace, I shall serve you all through my life. And by your grace, I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray that your testimony today shall be for life. None among you shall turn back to the world. The grace that brought you in today shall preserve you for life. Your household will be saved through your youth. You'll be a channel for the salvation of your household. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. 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 Please, across the nations of the world, collect their details as they go back to their seat, celebrating Jesus. God bless you. Officials, collect their details from them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. How many have been blessed tonight by the world? Stand to your feet, everyone. Please move out very fast. Move out very fast. Officials, follow them and collect your documents. Amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands, everyone. And speak to Jesus at this time on what to do with the word you have heard. Grace to put this to work in truth and in deed. Grace to go for light whenever challenged. To keep consuming the world, to partake of divine nature. The dominion of light over darkness is unquestionable. Grace to keep walking the light of the world revealed to you. Receive it from the Lord right now. With your two hands lifted up. Grace to keep walking in the light of the world. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Our prompt response to the word qualifies us for the next. As I got that word from Lamentation 3:27, I knelt down behind one little shrub around that dormitory and said, Jesus, whatever yoke I will need to bear when I'm old, let me bear it now. You must have smiled on me. Later, show me the next one. When I saw the Holy Ghost, a person from the ministry of T.L. Osborne, and I had the opportunity that day to put that to work. If you are a man and you guide and you speak, I won't ask anybody in this town where these folks are. Leave me by yourself. Same day, it qualifies you for the next. After that, the word came. Matthew 33. I entered into a covenant that night. That night. Prompt response. Those who despise the truth can't continue to flow in it. Prompt. I'd like you to pray for prompt response. I made a covenant. When I got Deuteronomy 8:18, the day. When I got Deuteronomy 15:6, that you shall not borrow, the same. I wrote it, not that I was thinking. I wrote it down. I would rather die than borrow. Same day. People need to learn how to walk with God. Every word you put in the shelf disqualifies for the next. Every word of truth you claim to receive and put on the shelf disqualifies you for the next. Don't put it on the shelf. The day I got corporate titan, same day I ran like a madman. It intoxicating me. Same day. Go back to Tukonishema. When it's cold, it won't work again. When the iron is hot, it's going to put to work. When the gas goes, you can't give it any shape anymore. It's already cold. It's already cold. Hot, hot revelation, not just quoting scripture like parrot. I wasn't pleased with anybody when I saw this. I went to find it. But prompt response is key to continuous flow in revelation. Prompt response. Prompt response. Prompt response. Prompt response. Pray for that. Pray that prayer over your life. And let me pray over my life. Prompt response. Lord, grace for prompt response. I hear it, I go for it. Grace for prompt response to every revelation of the truth. Every revelation of the truth. Every revelation of the truth. I'll receive it tonight. Grace for prompt response. Response. But immediately I arose. Prompt response. Prompt response. To every revelation of the truth. So to keep it flowing. Receive it. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Nobody will return from Shiloh without definite lifetime encounters with God. Set yourself for it. It has started now. I was sharing my encounter with Kenneth Hagin, 1986. And then one of our staff in the old church said to me, "Sir, you know I was there too." That's all she has to say. I was there. She didn't have a testimony, but she was there. She was there, sir. You have to be there on your own. Nobody can have an encounter for you. You have to be there on your own. You have to be there on your own. So be here on your own. Be here on your own. This is not an anniversary. This is not a convention. This is not a ceremony. This is a mountain of encounter. The Lord appeared unto Samuel again in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. Guide you on your own. The encounter that transformed my life, she was there. And I didn't have to ask her. She was the one who told me. But she never told me anything more. And I didn't want to disturb her by saying, "Okay, what was your experience? If you had an experience, you would tell me." She didn't have. You must have an experience here.
Amen.
Wherever you are around the world, each one must have an experience in this convention. You are that one, let me hear your loudest amen. The word of the Lord came forth here that the whatever evil followed you to this place will never follow you again. And an idol vanished from a shrine in Ghana. The idol that chased the man from Ghana to here, when he received the word that came, they couldn't find it. Not that the idol went. The idol vanished. Whatever issues anyone may have left behind at home, you will not meet it there when you get there. Everything targeting your destruction, your destabilization, you will not find them anymore. So shall it be. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you grateful for tonight? If you are, show it to the Lord. Show it to the Lord. Show it to the Lord. Somebody clap some more. Express your gratitude for the word we've received tonight. Amen.
Just before I leave, maybe you didn't find my wife here and his wife. We are just blessed with new grandbabies. Amen. Now, that means everyone on the line around the world, for miracle children, grand miracle children, they are delivered in the name of Jesus. Every siege of barrenness is cursed. Every attack of barrenness is averted. Negative medical verdict against your fruitfulness is annulled in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord again. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Shiloh prayer hour commences 6 a.m. in the morning. And all through the day, other programs will be running. But a special notice, please. Tomorrow, Encounter Night commences at 6 p.m. Nigeria time. 6 p.m. Nigeria time. One more time, let's just lift up our hands and bless the Lord for all of the blessing of the opening night. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him the glory due to Him. No one like Him. No one like Him. Thank Him again. He alone is worthy of our praise. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. As a family, let us loudly share the goodness of the Lord. Let's go right now. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022. And Covenant Highways. Greet your neighbors as you go. Express your love. Thank you, Jesus.